Hello, welcome along to the very best bits of the week that was podcast. Dave Berry present, Matt Dyson.
Here, sir.
Andrea Fox.
Present.
Rich Williams.
Yes, sir.
Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark.
Holler at your boy.
Very boy for the pool work. Yeah, good, there he is.
New, young, but brilliant producer Matt.
Yes, Dave.
Yes, there you go. We're all here, and it's lovely that you are as well. So coming up, there's lots of stuff. There's lots of beatboxing, to be perfectly frank. And
I would say too much.
A lot of spitting.
I think of all the challenges that we faced here on The Breakfast Show, you know, throughout its history, I think this is the one I've struggled with the most. Yeah. I couldn't quite get a grasp of it. I couldn't find the edges of it, you know. You're normally, I'm like, okay, that's my angle, that's my into this, that'll be my unique bit that I'll do. But when it comes to beatboxing, I couldn't see
it. Yeah, and I feel like we've improved. Normally on challenges, you can hear the difference. We get better over time, but I just don't think that's happened.
No,
it's a hard skill to master.
You know, I've regularly got people asking me, "How's the new job going? And what have you been doing and stuff?" My answer is beatboxing. What? That's not
really?
What you said you were going off to do.
As well as beatboxing, we have been giving shout outs to the person you enjoyed your first kiss with. That's coming. I think it was National, what was it, Snoggy Face Off Day or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Another National Day.
Played Spin the Bottle or something.
I forgot about that. How could I forget about playing Spin the Bottle with my work colleagues?
Yeah. You did kiss Matt. How could you forget about that?
I did kiss
Matt. Did he mean nothing to you?
Yeah, I know.
I can remember my first kiss, but not my last kiss, which was Matt. That tells you all you need to know. Kira, we didn't have time to get into Kira's on the day. She says, "Hello, Dave. My first kiss was with the cool kid at school named Byron.
Ooh.
The backing track was the Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy.
Nice.
Best described as an incident with an industrial washing machine."
Fine Young
Cannibals still triggers me to this day.
Oh, no.
35 years on, says Kira. The thing I remember about my first kiss, which was with Sophie, and it was at the school Valentine's disco. The thing that I was convinced at the time got the over the line, but looking back, it probably didn't, was that I knew the coolest thing I could do at the Valentine's disco, aged, I think I was 13 at the time.
Yeah, it was beatbox.
It would have been more relevant then.
You like beatboxing in her mouth.
That's what imagery is that?
You know, sometimes
it's
people
like
ask me how I'm getting on at work, and I have to say things to the like.
Today, Matt said this.
That is the fourth time Rich has handed in his notice. No, what I thought would get it over the line was wearing my dad's gold chain, his chunky gold chain.
Oh, really?
Like,
wow.
Only you could wear
geezer.
That. You know?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, I thought, look what a
sovereign
geezer.
Sovereign rings as well.
No, we're not sovereign rings. We're not a sovereign ring family, but we did have, you know, the family gold comes in chain form. Bob doesn't wear it any longer. But at the age of 13, I said, "Dad, can I borrow the gold chain?" And he said, "Of course you can, boy." I had my first kiss wearing a red T-shirt, because you had to wear something red or pink, because it was Valentine's.
Yeah.
A red T-shirt and a gold chain.
Oh, you must have looked a treat. How could she resist?
I'd like to thank Sophie for being such a kind, generous soul. All these years later on, you deserve my thanks. Right, thank you ever so much for being involved in the podcast. It is on with the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Absolute Radio.
Matt, come on, man, what's going on out there?
Dave, let me tell you. Look, we're still getting a lot more text being turned into music by AI and being inundated with these. They just keep on coming. The latest is some pregnancy pop punk. Paula Torres. Listener Paula Torres shared this with me on Instagram. It's a guy in the States who has turned his pregnant wife's text into a song, right? She likes the song.
She loves the song,
yeah. But she was having a very tough time when she sent these messages. But he's made them sound great.
I feel like death. I'm so tired and have a headache and I think I'm hungry. But I can't eat. I'm dying. My mouth is so gross and my back is killing me. I'm not hungry, but I don't know what to do. I'm sorry to complain to you. I'm just really dying. I'm dying. Trying to sleep, but I'm dying. I can't, no, I can't move. I'm sad you cheated on me in my dreams.
dream cheating. Wow. Adding
classic.
To
plot twist at the end.
Classic dream cheat. Really, what is his problem, this guy? But yeah, it's a very hard time. I remember Katie once crying when we were having Bess because I came home without any lemonade. She wanted lemonade, didn't bring any home.
That's on you,
she
man.
She started crying.
Selfish,
you're such an idiot.
You are.
Yeah. I said it at the time and I'd stand by it.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. And then staying with music, a musician called No Plexus has been looking at whistles to buy online, as we all do from time to time.
Yeah. Also, this weekend.
The online music store Thomann. It turns out they've made a load of audio examples so you know the different whistles and what they sound like. So she's been having a look through the website, and the sound that they all make is something special.
Well, I just discovered that Thomann has a category on its web shop for effect whistles, and they were generous enough to provide an audio sample for all 83 results.
That's my favourite.
Yeah, I've got a favourite. I do like the slide whistle. Oh. But the duck call.
Yeah, the duck's good.
King of the whistles, really.
Oh, I like the train. Yeah,
yeah. If anyone happens to know of any vacancies in roles where you can be doing things like this and be paid for it, I'd just like you to know that I'm available and can start immediately.
Someone must have done that as a job. They just sat there blowing whistles, recording
Wonderful.
It. What a life.
Great work if you can get it.
But yeah, I think we can all agree the nose flute is the best of all of the whistles available. That time of the year again, Dave, for the 6th annual European Seagull Screeching Championship.
Already?
Has taken place in Belgium. It comes around so quickly every year, doesn't
it? Forgot to get my tickets.
Here they are in action. Actual humans there.
These are humans.
Yeah, impressive, isn't it? Not quite so good, that one.
No.
But they love it.
Look.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can add this to beatboxing.
There's a good topical twist. Throw a little seagull into the mix. It's a great idea. So we've been covering this for a few years, Dave, on the social ammo desk. The squawking eccentrics are all over the socials, as you'd imagine. 70 participants this year, gets bigger every year. A geography teacher from Kent came 6th. Great result for Britain. Who could forget? back in 24, a 9-year-old boy from Chesterfield won the competition.
Yes.
Cooper, the seagull boy, he was massive. 92 points out of a possible 100 he got.
Wow.
And he won the kids' category again this year. As the organiser, Claude Willaire, points out, it's a celebration of seagull culture. He just loves seagulls.
Make seagulls sexy again. I should say, be positive about seagulls. They're calls. They belong to the sea. When you're on a holiday, you always remember the waves of the sea and the calls of the seagulls. So be positive about them. They belong to the sea.
It's giving Eric Cantona energy, that.
It is. Yes, it really is.
Is that guy leaving Man United or something?
did he say make seagulls
make
sexy?
Seagulls. Yeah, that's what we're going to show.
When were they sexy first time round?
Exactly. That's the question. He's bringing sexy
Open
seagulls
Open your eyes,
back.
Rich.
Yeah, sorry. They're hot. They're hot stuff when it comes to the bird world, aren't they? Yeah, making seagulls sexy again. I think we can all agree. He's done that. Well done.
Matt, yes. What's going on?
Well, it's Talking
what
Pet.
Is going
Talking
on?
Pet Friday, Dave. We haven't had one for a long time.
Yeah,
got a
good.
Mad Frenchie speaking, trying to communicate, and a beatboxing seal as part of the pre-match build-up to the big finale.
I am not looking forward to that.
So we've had
that's under an hour away.
Yeah, it is. We're going to really embarrass ourselves in front of the Fleur, no doubt. But we've had Mama Dog in the past. Who could forget this classic? Mama.
A dog
communicating. Mama. And now, thanks to Yorkshire listener Simon Stewart,
morning,
we have a daddy dog. So this is a dog saying daddy. Daddy.
He's really
trying to say daddy.
They should really... should really stop stepping on its paw.
Cruel. He's fine. He's being held by his owner, very happy, but just trying to communicate. These dogs are trying to speak to us.
Let me hear it again.
Daddy. Well, I mean,
can you stop saying that as well? Okay. Freaking me out.
Okay, seals apparently do this when they're hungry. I always thought seals were like, like that, but when they're hungry...
Are you beatboxing now?
I'm just warming up my vocal cords ahead of the big event. But this is what they do when they're hungry. They want to be fed. This is the noise they... It's an actual seal, dude.
It sounds like like a Dalek.
Yeah, yeah, it does a bit, yeah. Exterminate, but they just go wow, 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 wow. It's amazing, isn't it? Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty
good. I was today years old when I knew. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
At the beginning of the traditional working week, we think it's important to just get it all out there. Let your freak flag fly. Come on, you're weird. You know you're weird. Tell us all about it. 8, 12, 15. What makes you unique? Like Sarah in Buckinghamshire, who says, hello, Dave. Is it weird that I have a favourite toilet at work? No, it is not weird. No. Sarah, that is not weird.
Got to have a go-to one, haven't you?
I've already designated my one of the three, and I've only been here a week and a half.
A week and a half?
Yeah, it's the middle one. It's the middle one.
It's the middle one. Is it the, what you mean, these ones just
those
opposite
ones
the studio?
Turn in on the right, middle one.
Really? On the right, middle? Yeah. Okay, I always like to go on the end.
Yeah, go closest.
Closest to the door. Yeah, because you're often going to wet yourself, so you need to go wherever you can. Yeah. See, without all the floor in the kitchen. In the kitchenette, yeah. So, Sarah, you know, it's good of you to let your freak flag fly, but I don't think that is weird, you know, having a favourite toilet at work, is it? Normal thing. Kate in Sandhurst, who says, Dave, is it weird that I can't eat a roast dinner without vinegar all over it? All over the pud, all over the veg, all over the meat. It's amazing.
Doused
claims Kate.
What is it? Are we talking sarsen's malt vinegar or some sort of posh vinegar?
Some sort
either
of posh
way,
vinegar.
It's not the condiment of choice for me.
Don't you think?
On a roast dinner, no.
No, yeah.
Even, I know you've got potatoes on there and, you know, chips and vinegar, but over everything?
Over everything, Rich.
We once went for dinner somewhere and they'd made like a lamb roast.
Yeah.
And there was a little sort of jug with gravy. I thought, great, put some of that on. Didn't realise it wasn't gravy, it was balsamic vinegar. Oh, ruined the whole thing. But didn't want to be rude, so ate it. And
did
I can tell you, categorically, it does not work.
So that man has tried.
That is weird. Yeah, I have tried it.
Guinea pig Rich, Kate says, it's all wrong. It's all bad here.
Bobby says, good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. Is it weird that I say thank you out loud to traffic lights that I believe deep down have stayed green longer than normal to let me through?
Ah, right. Yeah, sometimes they do stay on longer than normal, don't they?
I still think I can will them to stay green.
Yeah, using your Jedi mind powers.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. Because basically, we broadcast to you live from London's glittering Euston.
South Camden, can we say that?
Yeah, whichever way you badge it, it's a hole in the ground. So whilst we have state-of-the-art facilities, we just so happen to be next to, I think, the UK's population of JCBs. I think they're literally here. So there's a lot of temporary traffic lights on the way into the studios, and they don't change even at 5:30 in the morning.
No.
And they do not change. And sometimes when I go through them, I think, stay green, stay green, stay green. I think I'm doing a Bobby.
Yes, you're willing it to happen.
I've not said thank you yet. I mean, do you ever will traffic lights
maybe
to stay green?
Maybe say please.
Please,
when you're approaching, and thank
please
you.
Stay green. Green. The other end. Green.
Yeah, be more polite to traffic signals. That's what we need to do. I'm very much ruder to them than you.
Are you?
Yeah, always having a go at them. Constantly.
So here's a thing for you that's slightly weird. I picked up my daughter and her friend from school on Friday.
Right.
And I said, you guys play in the living room. I'm going to make you some snacks.
Yeah.
So I went into the kitchen and I was cutting up some veg and making a couple of like juices.
Mm-hmm.
And as I brought them through, she'd brought her Barbies through from her bedroom into the living room. Mm-hmm. And she was on the carpet with her friend, Emmeline, from school. And she had the Barbie in a certain position, right? Its legs were up behind it.
Right.
And its arms were in front of it, and it was laying face down with its forehead in its hands, right? And it was laying on the floor like that.
Yeah.
And as I turned the corner into the living room, she said, and that's how my dad sleeps.
Really? With your legs up in the air.
Who knew?
You get into some positions when you're fast asleep you maybe don't realise.
But honestly, Evie's showing the positions I sleep in using a Barbie doll to her friend is as weird as it gets for me. It's like, I felt so like, oh, that's private information. How could you?
I'm taking my snacks back. Thank you very much.
Yeah, don't tell people that. Laura says, Dave, is it weird that I leave the bottle cap off of fizzy drinks so that they go flat before I drink them?
Drinks are better flat, I think.
Yeah, but
fizzy drinks.
Why not just buy a drink that's already flat?
Yeah.
You know, like Lipton's iced tea or something like that. Yeah. You know, there are many other options.
I mean, I think one of the worst things that you can do if you're already hungover is accidentally grab the 2-litre bottle of Diet Coke that you don't know is flat. And you take a swig on that bad boy. Oh, well, and horrible. Already a bad day is made a thousand times worse.
I don't mind it. Flat Coke.
Really?
If ever I was unwell as a kid, my mum would get me a Lucozade original. But because it was fizzy and maybe my tummy wasn't very good, we'd wait for it to go a little bit flat before drinking it.
Yeah. Oh, so good of her.
Now, when you say mummy, do you mean your mum? Mm. You do mean your mum?
Yes.
Because Steve the trucker... No, bear with me. Okay. There's a point to this. Okay. There's always a point. I know sometimes people think I'm weird, but there's always a point. So when Rich is referring to his mummy, he means his mum. Mm. Steve the trucker's got in touch saying, Dave, is it weird that my colleague refers to his wife as mummy?
What?
Yes.
Now, I'm okay...
We don't need to hear
Andrea, let's cut to the chase. Now, I'm okay if he tells me and mummy went to the garden centre yesterday or me and mummy have booked a holiday. Yeah. But when he says something like, mummy was looking well fit in her new dress, that kind of weirds me out.
Yeah.
If you're talking to your children, you might say, me and mummy are going to the garden centre.
But mummy looks well fit in her new dress, doesn't she, Evie?
If you're talking to a male trucker colleague, I think maybe you should adjust your choice of language slightly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to the only breakfast show in the world that has been set a beatboxing challenge. Grace Savage, who is now a friend of the show, swung by last week to give us some tips because she was responsible for doing this.
Dave Berry.
Four-time UK beatboxing champion.
Dive Berry.
Grace Savage. So that's who that is. So this time last week, the producers realised that when I posted the video of Grace doing that on my Instagram, it was doing quote-unquote great numbers. Mm-hmm. So we've all been charged with learning to beatbox the best we possibly can because there'll be a first place, a second and third. But whoever comes last will have a beatboxing-based forfeit.
Forfeit.
Yet to be announced by the producers. So to bring you up to speed, we've all been practicing across the weekend, haven't we? I presume.
Oh yeah, I forgot actually.
I've been doing a bit of practice. I've
really?
Told you, I'm committed.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Do the odd bit in the car. Yeah, the odd bit in the car.
Yeah, Andrea, no,
sorry,
not at all.
Not at time.
The video on Instagram of Grace teaching us has been posted online on Instagram. I don't know if you've seen it. Yeah,
okay.
And it looks even more embarrassing when you can see us doing it. As well.
Yeah,
it sounded bad at the time. But when
they've decided to use you as the JPEG.
Yeah. You can see when I'm sort of cupping the microphone with around my hands and. That's not a great look, is it?
No, anyway, you can watch all of this on the Absolute Radio socials, of course you can. So we asked our stable mates if they'd have a go in solidarity. Mm-hmm. And I had to do like a rallying cry to our stable mates on Friday. I had to say, come on, where are you guys?
You went all Delia Smith, didn't you?
I think my exact words were Sturge, Lesbian Avenue. You know,
so where is she?
Where are they? Well, Jay Lawrence has stepped up.
Oh, good lad.
To the plate. Back with the Indie Disco tonight from 10 p.m. We love Jay, and this is what he had to offer. And when he emailed us this, the email was called Under Duress. So not quite buying in, but doing what I asked.
Dave. Andrea. Hi, Rich. My name's Jay. We haven't met before, but it's been fantastic hearing you join the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. I'm having a lovely time. Hopefully, you'll be able to catch up. A map.
It's good. It's not awful.
Wow, it's good.
It's good.
What a way to introduce you to Rich.
Lovely. Hi, Jay. Let's do drinks.
For loving Virgo, whatever. So that's Jay Lawrence beatboxing. If you want to come join in, well, 8, 12, 15, just use the word beatboxing and we'll know that you're a serious player. And Friday is going to be the grand finale. We are going to be beatboxing live on The Breakfast Show in front of a mystery celebrity judge, I believe. Ooh. And we're going to find out who is the greatest beatboxer in Breakfast Show history.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your...
Kiss Your Mate Day. Oh, I know. What? Imagine a day dedicated entirely to celebrating love with a simple kiss. Kiss Your Mate Day is a special occasion to express affection and strengthen bonds with a kiss. And that means, for the first time in my long career as a broadcaster on television, radio, and podcasts, I have decided we, Rich, Andrea, Matt,
yeah,
we're going to play Spin the Bottle.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. I know, what? I think all of us are married, aren't we? Okay, yeah. Good.
This well, isn't, can yeah. I call HR? Sorry.
No, you can't. You can't. What you can do is put the Pampers grass outside the studio door. Let's spin that bottle. I'm coming round. I'm coming round right now.
Here we go. Spin the bottle.
Yeah, we're going to do this. I've got a enriching everyday life Bauer media bottle. And here we go. You ready for this? It's whoever it lands closest on. Do you remember these rules?
Oh, we all remember the rules.
Yeah.
just was a long time
you
ago.
You can take the boy out of Leeds. Here we go. It's me.
It's you, Dave. Oh, what a coincidence.
I'm about... Oh, yeah. Because I'm desperate to get off of any of you three. Here we go. Please be me. Please be me.
Yes.
Yes. Matt, it's you.
You, no.
It's you.
Oh, what? Well, I mean, we're not going to kiss,
you.
Are we? We're not going to kiss.
Come here, big fella.
No, no, I don't think
come
we should
on.
Kiss.
I'm covering my eyes right
on.
Now.
Kiss.
I don't think
kiss.
We should do
come
this.
On. Come here.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
God,
that's enough.
It's not that
enough.
Bad, is it?
It's fine, it's fine. That's just when you nearly went for the lips.
Bristle on bristle there.
Scared me.
What a lovely sensual moment that was.
It was better than when we high-fived the other day. It was less awkward than high-fiving.
You're not wrong. Okay.
Thanks, boss. Are you happy now?
Are you happy now? Making me go from my workmates.
Right now, we're going to have a little peek behind the curtain. I asked producer Old Swiss to get me some background music for this talky bit that he felt best represented romance. And this is what he's come up with.
Lovely.
Oh.
Lucky Mrs. Swiss.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
But why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it is National Kiss Your Mate Day. Imagine. Are you happy with the topical content now, bosses? Is this you wanted? You wanted sense of a day? You've got it! Kiss Your Mate Day. Imagine a day dedicated entirely to celebrating love with a simple kiss. Kiss Your Mate Day is a special occasion to express affection and strengthen bonds with a kiss. So the first thing I did this morning on air was kiss Matt Dyson. And this is how that sounded.
Come here.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm the
right. Oh. Oh. God, that's enough. It's not that bad, is it?
It's fine, it's fine.
Yeah, what I liked about that, Andrew and Rich, was it was a combination of like, oh, that's sweet, and no, and it was just the perfect,
It was one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was nice.
In my life.
At 6:05 in the morning as well.
Horrendous.
But we're buying into these topical days, you know. Are you happy now, bosses? We're buying into them, you know, and that's what we're doing. So, as I said, we're going to do, we don't do shout-outs very often here on The Breakfast Show, but what we're going to do is shout-out for a very specific person in your lives, and that's the person you shared your first kiss with. A name and a location.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a very specific location, I think, would make this more fun.
Yes.
You know, I want to know if you were at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
You know, was it Jim at the bowling alley? You know, mine was Sophie at the John Roan Valentine's Disco.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, nice, yeah, nice.
Valentine's, nice.
So I've kind of, I fessed up, but I thought in the spirit of National Kiss Your Mate Day, I think it's a radio first. We're going to play Spin the Bottle.
Oh, not again.
So not again. So I do this every Rajar day as well, don't I? So we get the ratings. Okay, guys, let's spin the bottle. I'm going to spin the bottle. Whoever it lands on, I've done mine. You have to tell us who you shared your first kiss with. Are you ready, team?
Yes.
Here we go. Andrea, that's you.
Oh, no. It was Liam in Reading's Prospect Park.
Oh, in the park.
Lovely.
Mm. Nice. Okay, here we go.
Are we doing more?
Yeah, we're going to keep doing this. Matt, that's close. It's me, but it's closest to you. I've already done one.
It was one of the Bergen twins in my primary school playground. My mate Alistair Brown was dating the other twin, and it was in the Hayden Road Primary School, old site.
oddly specific.
That's oddly do you know which twin it was?
Please tell us you
yes,
do.
Yes, I do know. Yeah. Karen and Vanessa.
So big shout out to Liam from Prospect Park in Reading, and of course one of the Bergin twins.
They sound like an 80s pop group, to be honest, but they're not. They were real people.
It's Absolute Radio, Royal Music Matters. Right now we've got the Bergin twins taking it way back to 86. I'm going to spin this, but it's landed on you.
I mean, I feel like the spinning of the bottle was just totally pointless. It's just asking us all the questions. Can I just say that my non-first kiss was with a girl that I'd taken to the cinema, and then she kissed someone else before I even got a chance.
What, is that your villain
before
story?
Before the film?
No. I didn't have the bottle to do it, I guess, during the film, so maybe she got fed up waiting around, really, and then she kissed someone else.
Oh my God.
Devastated.
Okay, let's not give her a shout-out. No. Let's give a shout-out to the first kiss.
Sorry, I'm just using this as therapy.
It's nice for you to unpack that, though, live on air.
Emma at summer camp.
Emma at summer camp. Yeah. So, shout out to Liam, one of the Bergin twins, and Emma from summer camp. I don't know how the hype beast has done this, but he's clearly rigged it because it keeps landing on him. We've all had to kiss him during that last song. So, big shout out to Luke Buckland from 1975. You know what you did with Sue in the primary school playground, Luke.
Not the 1975, obviously.
That's a scoop, isn't it?
Lucky Sue. John from Cambridge, big shout out to Donna near Margate, another junior school there. Kyle wants a shout out to Emma Strain. Ooh. Playground again, behind the toy shed, class 6.
Nice. Ooh, a toy shed.
Hazel from Bexley Heath says, my first kiss was Sean Walsh. No, not that one. Top Green of the Warren.
Oh.
We have been married for 18 years.
Oh,
that's nice. That's very nice, amazing.
Janine says, first kiss was Chris from my horse's stable.
Oh.
Stable boy.
Nice.
Sounds like something from stable hands.
A Jimmy Cooper novel. I love it.
That actually fits this music.
Yeah, it really does. Finally.
What are you doing with the riding crop, Chris? We're doing shout-outs to the person you shared your first kiss with. Of course we are. It's because it is National Kiss Your Mate Day. My first kiss was Alex at the roller disco. My best friend Caroline and I had just swapped boyfriends because she preferred Jason, who I had just started going out with that evening. Wow. And I preferred her boyfriend Alex, who she'd also just started going out with that evening. Wow. And the boys luckily agreed. Other points to note, Dave, I was quite a bit taller than Alex, which made for an interesting kiss on wheels.
It's dangerous, that.
Yeah. Sounds like.
I also had to remove my cherry sweet in case it involved tongues. It didn't. What a waste of a sweet. And that's Charlotte sharing her memories of her first kiss on The Breakfast Show. Keep them coming, 8, 12, 15. Claire from Scotland. Dave, my first kiss with my friend's cousin David at the back of the hospital after visiting a mutual friend having her ears pinned back.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's amore.
What a time to do it.
Does Sam Fox and my brother's wall count as a first kiss? No, John, it doesn't.
So 80s.
Hi, Dave and the team. My first kiss was Mark, and it was at the primary school nativity. He was Joseph, I was Mary. Don't think that was in the script from Mel in Guildford. My first kiss with my next-door neighbour, it was in my dad's shed on top of a lawnmower. From Catherine in Stoke, and finally Chloe in Brighton. Saul under a bundle pile at a party in his parents' garage.
What?
Dave, do you remember the days when you would shout bundle and everyone would jump on each other? Well, that's what happened as I was just about to have my first kiss.
Oh, wow.
So Chloe there at the bottom of a bundle pile.
Well, you can't pucker up in a pylon, surely.
You can't pucker up in a pylon. So whether it be a mutual friend having their ears pinned back, whether it be Samantha Fox posters, your father's lawnmower, or under a bundle of partygoers, thank you for sharing the memories of your first kiss.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on World Stationery Day.
Now, Matt, it's occurred to us that we've now been doing these topical days that the bosses have strong-armed us into doing.
Yeah.
Practically pistol-whipped into doing these. We've gone full circle because I think I remember doing World Stationery Day the first time.
Yeah, I
can remember World Stationery Day.
Of doing National Day.
On the 29th of April, a year ago.
Well done.
Well done to you as well. Well done to all of us.
Shouting at the bosses every morning, asking if this is what they wanted.
So as you can remember from last year, forget text messages and emails for a day and return to the days of handwritten thoughtful letters by breaking out your old stationery and writing your loved ones.
Oh, nice. I love the smell of a stationery shop. They smell very nice.
What are they called now?
It's not W.H. Smith's.
What are they called
T.J.
now?
T.G. Jones. TJ Jones. Because remember, Ted, my son, he hates the new regime. And whenever we walk past the old WH Smiths, he shouts it in the door, bring back WH Smiths.
Well, I think that's so cute.
Yeah.
What, I don't know why they had to change. There'll be business reasons, but they've kept the same coloured signage.
Yes, it looks very similar.
It's just the same.
And at train stations and airports, it's still WH Smiths.
No,
it's just
not.
On
is
the high
really?
Street.
Just
yeah,
on the high street.
Very strange.
What kind of business deal is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Old Swiss or no? What kind of business deal is that?
Not sure.
He's not sure. Okay, no, he doesn't look
to vote.
There you go. So we're celebrating World Stationery Day like only we know how. By just kind of mumbling at each other a little bit.
This is definitely not what they wanted.
No, this isn't landing, is it? So, anyway, welcome to the Great British Memory Jog. Now, the last time we did this, you guys out there reminded us all of things that most of the populace had forgotten, including when McDonald's did pizza, the defunct games console, the Atari Jaguar,
yes,
and fizzy LucasAid Sport were just three of the things.
Isotonic
that we had on the Great British Memory Jog. I actually saw a Norman on London Underground. There were two Normans, a male and a female Norman. They were a couple Norman.
Right, yeah.
Both had mustaches.
Yes.
Both had those kind of cotton caps that they wear, the
mullets,
loose trousers, mullets, slightly cropped trousers.
Wired headphones.
Yeah, they look like the 118 people. Do you remember those from
now the height of cool.
They are now, the Normans.
Guys.
The Norman invasion. So, but he was wearing a McDonald's pizza, 1983,
no
post-ironic
t-shirt. That is a great piece of vintage clothing.
It wasn't. It was like Primark or something. Like, it wasn't vintage.
Oh.
You know I can tell.
Yeah,
you know, the vestigia of the vintage clothing comes my way and I can sniff it out.
Yeah, the fashion planners have been listening to the show, haven't they?
100%. Yeah. It's from
the high street. On a jumper, it'll fly off the shelves.
Yeah, so McDonald's pizza was something I hadn't even heard of until we did the Great British Memory Jog. And now people are literally wearing it on their clothes.
Wow.
Rich, is there something you believe only you kind of can remember that the rest of the world maybe have forgotten about?
Yeah, it's food-based.
Okay,
that's
good.
Right. Good. When I was at school, I liked to get as much nutrition as I possibly could in me. So normally at lunchtime, I'd use my money at the tuck shop to buy a couple of packs of crisps and a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
That was the general thing. My crisp choice was the holy trinity of either tomato snaps.
Oh, yes.
Are they Space Raiders or Space Invaders?
Raiders.
Space Raiders. And another pack of crisps, which for the life of me, I cannot remember what they were called.
Oh, really? What did they look like?
Well, they were in like a two-tone packet. They were on the cheap. They were all the cheap ones, right? Like 10p. Two-tone packet. Definitely one flavour was salt and vinegar. And if you imagine the kind of shape of a quaver, but with a denser texture.
Ooh,
is what we're looking at.
Ooh,
no idea what they are.
Is it a Ringo?
No, not a Ringo.
That's got the denser texture
Maybe it has a denser texture.
Yeah,
I have no idea what they were.
Dense.
But I remember going.
Oh.
It's maize based, but denser. Yes.
And a two tone packet. You mean like Suggs's jacket, two tone?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we maize based or are we denser? That was a. There were some quarterbacks at the time. Do you remember quarterbacks?
Not quarterbacks.
They were beef burger, cheeseburger flavoured.
I mean, also, and don't take this the wrong way, you're a little bit older than me, aren't you?
I think so.
I think I'm almost in the next generation of crisp, but not in a rude way.
How old are you, Rich?
44.
Yes, I am older.
Well, I mean, I think...
Dave's younger, though, somehow.
Wasn't Matt working the tuck shop at your school then? Didn't he? Was he the one selling you the crisps? Can I have another bag of these, please, sir?
What was I paying off you, Mr. Dyson? What were they?
I can't remember, son.
I have no idea what they... I've honestly no idea, but I have such a clear memory of doing it, and they definitely existed. So.
Half salt and vinegar, half another flavour?
No, they came in different flavours. One flavour was definitely salt and vinegar.
Right.
It was just the packet had two colours on it. I think... blue and yellow, maybe, or something.
Oh, okay. It's a two-coloured packet.
Yeah, a two-tone packet, not flavour, yes.
It is the Great British Memory Jog. Let's help British.
Help us all, please.
Come on.
The number is 8 12 15. Darren Walker got in touch. Good morning, Darren. He says, hi, Dave. Hi, team. I remember a cartoon character called the New Shmoo from Warner Brothers. I know it existed, but no one else seems to think so. Well, Darren, we did some research, and you're right. The New Shmoo did exist. Wasn't exactly long-running. Looks like the kind of animated character they used to teach the birds and the bees to people at school.
I think,
you see what I mean?
Shape, isn't it? Yeah. White thing, yeah.
Yeah, what's the New Shmoo got to tell us today, kids?
We're urgently Googling as we speak. What's going on?
S-H-M-O-O. Mm, yeah?
Yes, no, we found it, yeah.
I can see why it wasn't very popular, really.
Yeah, but it did exist, Darren. And that's the point of the Great British Memory Jog. Morning, Dave, morning, team. One thing I remember that nobody else does is limited edition rhubarb and custard flavour Drifter bars.
What?
So I swear this was a thing and a really disgusting thing at that, but nobody seems to remember it. Why would I dream up such a weird chocolate bar? I remember buying them in the 90s. It must be real from Rob.
Rhubarb and custard Drifter bar.
But I do not remember that spin-off at all.
The Drifter bar was like, was it the surfer in the advert?
Oh, yes, I think it might
Drifter
have been.
Dude.
Yeah,
it was like that kind of thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's a cool alternative. Cool alternative to the Twix.
Yeah. Oh, we're live, aren't we? Oh, oh, that's a shame. Daddy, how was work today? Don't ask me! Stuart from Aylesbury, this is great. Morning, Dave and the team. I remember the Channel 5 man coming to the house to tune in the TVC and VCR recorder player and then proudly displaying a sticker on the back of the device saying, we are now Channel 5 ready.
Oh, really? That vaguely rings a bell, but it's a long time ago.
Celebrate with a rhubarb and custard drifter.
Yeah.
What an evening.
Right now, as part of the Great British Memory Jog, we're going deeper into crisps. Yes. After Rich was desperate to discover the name of the now revealed by two listeners, Lucy and Tony, the KP Crunchies that he remembers so fondly from the tuck shop. Matt, you've got a remarkable piece of old school television
footage. Well, I was watching this just yesterday. It was a clip from yesterday in 1983, right? This is what I watch on my Instagram feed from the BBC archive.
The algorithm's got you, hasn't it, old man?
It was an amazingly independent of Rich talking about KP Crunchies. This was they were talking about the concept snack. Okay. That was when it was first born in 1983. And they came up with loads of different types of crisps. And Henry Kelly, the late great Henry Kelly, is on of the Food and Drink, which was on back in 1983, talking about the burgeoning concept snack industry. And just have a listen to this. It's beautiful nostalgia.
You notice that recently some packet snacks, grandchildren, if you like, of the old-fashioned potato crisp, are boldly going where no snacks have gone before. This type of advertisement is part of a campaign costing more than £500,000 to push what the industry is now calling the concept snack. Now, this sort of snack didn't exist before 1970. Quavers were the prototype, neither crisp nor peanut. But with horror bags, that concept snack was well and truly born. To say nothing of disaster in the Caribbean with Bermuda Triangles. Spaghetti Westerns inspired rancheros. Then came rock and rollers, Chinese takeaways, Monster Munch, Atom Smashers, Whale Bones, and Aquanauts.
Wild Bones.
Monster Munch, the only one that stood the test of time.
The only one that survived.
Yeah, they're still around now.
I've got an image now of you sat in an armchair yesterday with your Instagram watching a reel on burgeoning concept snacks whilst eating a burgeoning concept snack.
That's right. That's what I do. That's what I do when I get home.
Wow, that's amazing.
Back in 1983, that's when the crisp industry changed forever. It's also, you can trace the obesity epidemic right back to that exact moment in history. It's amazing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
If you've been listening for a wee while, you will know that the producers have taken it upon themselves to chuck a gargantuan challenge our way. Could we, as a Breakfast Show team, learn to beatbox in just 2 weeks? No. We've had a first run at it and it did not go well, which is why we enlisted the help of four-time UK beatbox champion Grace Savage. And I think we're going to need to speak to Grace again before we have
the big showdown on Friday's show, because there have been two things the producers have been keeping from us since we embarked on this journey together. One is what the forfeit's going to be for the person who comes in fourth place.
Yeah.
But we know it is beatbox related, so it's going to be super embarrassing. And secondly, who is the judge? Who's going to be making that call this Friday live on The Breakfast Show just after 8? Well, the second of those two things is about to be revealed, and I have very mixed feelings about our celebrity judge. She is a singer, a songwriter, a rapper, a presenter, Strictly Come Dancing finalist and friend of the show. Yes, judging our beatboxing skills, or lack thereof, will be Fleur East.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Fleur East.
This is terrible. This is someone with actual credibility.
Yeah, I know. Well, first of all, and I didn't know this, to be honest, but the producers are kind of filling me in as we go along here on air. Fleur's passion for beatboxing is nearly 12 years old. Here she is teaching the art of beatboxing to a presenter on The X Factor back in 2014.
So we need to just get our drums sorted first.
Sure.
So we need the hard drums. Oh, that's good. That's better than mine, actually.
Okay.
And then we need the hi-hat, which is... Okay. And then you can add a little... Right, and then we kind of incorporate all of them together.
Sure.
So...
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I don't even know what that other thing was. Okay.
No seagull squawking either, which is
surprising.
So the last time Fleur joined us in the studio, it was to play Five Words, Five Grand. And she heard my One Out of Five on Five Words, Five Grand song.
A special song.
She didn't hold back.
Sorry, was that supposed to be along with the music?
Play the full version. Come on.
I've got it. I've done it deleted. I don't know where it's gone.
Thank God for that. It sounded like your voice was doing one thing and the music was doing something else.
Can I even be in the chorus? You know, or no?
No, sorry. No. Just a bit part where you just walk on and hand someone like a prop.
Jeez.
That's what you did with Only Fools and Horses, wasn't it?
Glad you're having a good time, birthday boy. Unbelievable. So Fleur is not going to hold back with her critique, it would seem.
Acid tongue, it returns. I can't wait. I love it.
So this coming Friday is the beatbox grand finale. Our judge will be Fleur East. Don't miss it. It's going to be great to be first. Whoever comes first place, well done. But the main thing we need to avoid is being last. I would happily take third place now. You hear Arsenal saying that a lot, don't they? Well, if you said to us at the beginning of the season, we'd be top of the table at this point, we'd take it.
Some game management's needed.
I'll take third.
Yeah. We're not offering it up, mate. So,
as I say, this coming Friday with Fleur East, we'll find out who is the greatest and who is the worst beatboxer on The Breakfast Show team. Just nearly 2 weeks ago, since our lives changed forever, when we were all left shook by the scroll that the producers handed us, we unfurled it and we realised that we were embroiled against our wishes in a beatboxing competition. It was inspired by four-time UK beatboxing champion Grace Savage and this that she posted on the socials.
Dave Berry. Oh my God, it's Dave Berry. Dave Berry.
Now, the reason the producers like that so much is because just looking at it now, it's had 36,000 likes as a reel. And I'm so pleased to say that Grace joins us now, live and direct on The Breakfast Show. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Grace, it's great to have you back on the show. So tomorrow is the big day. As I know you're aware, Fleur East is going to be our celebrity judge. She was teaching people to beatbox on The X Factor back in 2014, so she is well placed to do it. She knows her onions. How do you think we go about not just so much impressing Fleur, but impressing the judges in general? You know, you're a four-time UK champion. What do you think they want to see and hear?
I think, well, good timing. So don't try and rush. A lot of people try and go speed up, especially when they're nervous. So try and stay calm and stay in time. I would say try and think of something unique to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've all got the kick drum, the hi-hat and the snare, but try and think of some individual sounds that are going to make you stand out. And just go at it with confidence. That's my biggest tip. Be confident.
Okay, so I like that as a tip, be confident. But then just moments before that, you said come up with a totally unique beatboxing sound and in 24 hours you're going to be live on air in a contest. I don't know how to come up with a unique beatboxing sound.
The scratching thing you do, Grace, have you got any advice on how to make the scratching sound realistic?
The trick with that is when you're doing the vocal scratching bit, it needs to be in the scratchy voice, i.e. that kind of silly high voice.
There's a reference I'm not allowed to know because I'm only 28, but yeah, don't go near pylons, kids.
Because when you're in, I did the wiki wiki wah wah thing, which I felt was very disrespectful to the genre of beatboxing, to be fair. So I want to try and work on it, but it's more cartoon sounding, is that what you're saying?
So when you're vocal scratching, you do the silly high pitched voice. But then when you scratch whatever word you scratch, you do that in your neutral voice. So if I wanted to scratch the word "ah yeah," I'd say "ah yeah" normally, and I'd go "ah yeah, ah yeah,
ah yeah." Ah yeah. I was born in the dark. Yeah.
Bane again. You always go Bane.
Always comes back to Bane. Oh yeah.
I sound more Kenneth Williams, I think.
Okay.
It feels quite late in the day and dangerous to be adding in new elements at this point.
So, Grace, tomorrow we are all going to be going at it live on The Breakfast Show. There is a big forfeit for the loser. That we don't know what that forfeit is yet, but we know there is one. Have you got any final words of encouragement for the four of us? Because my word, do we need them.
I'd still go with saying confidence is going to be your friend. Everyone's there to support you, you know? Everyone's here to love and support you. Maybe not the producers.
Oh, you know them so well already.
And also, silence is your friend, you know? Take some time to, you don't have to fill every single moment with a sound, you know? You can make silence part of the routine as well.
I might make it most of mine. That's probably my best bet. Grace, it's always so lovely to catch up with you. Thank you for taking the time to do so. Of course, if you are interested in learning to beatbox, then Grace is the person you need to seek out. She's got a beatboxing school. She can sort you out. It was so great when you were here in the studio. It was so helpful, so informative, and it was really good fun as well. So search Grace out on the socials and give it up for Grace Savage, everyone. Woo! Grace, beatbox us out. Take it away.
There it is.
Love you, Grace. Take care.
Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
I'd like to ask you all something. Every now and again, we become a hive mind. You know, I regularly say, I can't make the show without you. Now, the studios are based in London. And I know that this has affected so many Londoners yesterday, myself included, and I probably had it the worst. But I need to know whether it happened, you know, outside of the capital city. I need to know whether this affected our friends in the north, south, east and west. That's what I need to know.
What is it, Flying Ant Day?
No. It's even worse than Flying Ant Day, but it is kin to Flying Ant Day. Did anyone else get a load of sticky stuff in their face and their eyeballs yesterday just trying to walk around? Was anyone caught in the stickiest pollen, spikiest pollen whirlwind the world has ever seen?
That is the weirdest thing you've just said that, because when you started talking, I just rubbed my eye then because I've still got bits of it.
My eyes are stinging right now as I'm broadcasting you live.
It was like raining into my... I had to put sunglasses on to stop anything going into the eyes.
It was 1,000 pins rained down upon our balls of eyes.
How did I miss sticky pollen?
It was biblical.
I can't believe I'm gutted, yeah.
Did you not get this on the coast?
No, we did not get it. The sea breeze washes it all away, I think. No, I've seen quite a lot of... tree seeds in the air, I think I must admit, over the
past
few days.
Yeah, but why did they not land in your face?
I don't know.
The detritus of Mother Nature was in my actual retinas. Rich, you felt this as well.
I had exactly the same as you. Really, like, painful, and I was worried, if I rub it, will it dissolve, or will it go into tiny little bits and make it worse? Will it go to the back of my eyeball?
Yeah, will I turn into Groot?
Yeah.
You know, it was a real concern. Andrea, did you get this?
I'm sorry, in East London by the river, it was all blown away from me. I did not see this at all.
Yes, it was all in our eyes.
Yeah, it was all in our eyes. Why don't we live near a body of water like you do?
You know what it was? My hair was blowing in my face. That probably protected me.
Right, it protected it. Okay, like a hairy helmet. Well, that's good for you. Okay, well, it's just you and I, Rich. That's it.
It must be.
Has this ever happened before?
Honestly, my eyes still hurt now.
There's the same
in.
Same
new type of pollen.
I'm moving to the coast right now, immediately.
We're all moving in with Matt. There you go, that's what we've concluded. The Dave Berry Breakfast
Show. Absolute Radio. Joining us right now, our judge, a singer, songwriter, rapper, presenter, Strictly finalist. It's our friend Fleur East, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's always so lovely to see you, but I'm nervous. There's trepidation here. Because the last time you came by to help us, you heard the 1 out of 5 on 5 Words 5 Grand song.
I did.
And you were not kind to me.
Sorry. You know, I always like to keep it real.
Yeah.
And that was terrible.
Yes. You didn't hold back. You certainly didn't.
And the reason you're here is because, you know, not only are you well placed to do this because of all of your talents, but we unearthed a little clip of you teaching a presenter to beatbox on X Factor back in 2014. So we know that beatboxing. Shall I play it to you?
Yeah!
Would you like to hear it? Do you not remember it? Here it is.
So we need to just get our drums sorted first.
Sure.
So we need the hard drums. So... Oh, that's good. That's better than mine, actually.
Okay.
And then we need the hi-hat, which is... Okay, and then you can add a little... Right, and then we kind of separate all of them together.
Sure. So... Wow. Yeah.
Flo, you clearly have no memory of that.
I have no recollection of that.
You were looking at me like I'd made it on AI.
Yeah, I was like, sorry. Do you know what? It's just in my blood, man. You know, these things just happen. It's just every day, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why you're here. We've had 2 weeks to prepare. We've had listeners come on and show us their skills. We had Grace Savage, a 4-time UK beatboxing champion, give us all the tips.
Wow.
And I think it's about to reveal to the nation that none of that stuff sunk in.
We can't.
Amazing.
So, Rich, you're going first.
Oh, my dad's just
you're going
horrible.
First. Okay, go on.
Can I just say...
And I won the sweepstakes! Yeah.
That's never a good start, is it? Can I just say...
I know this is supposed to be entertainment, but I have very much gone for the park the bus football strategy here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking to entertain. I'm looking to get out of here without a big defeat. Okay. I'm just going to try and do the basics and do them well.
You're not playing with a smile on your face.
No, not at all. This is serious business. Yeah.
The shackles are very
the
much
shackles
on.
Are on.
Okay. All I've done is practice Grace's tutorial of where you say book a ticket and you just keep saying that.
Okay, good.
But the only way I can do it is to start slow and then speed it up.
I'm just hearing a lot of talking and not a lot of boxing.
That's good.
Let's get on with it, Rich.
Here we go. Book a ticket, book a ticket, book a ticket. Book a ticket, book a ticket, book a ticket, cat ticket, book a ticket, book a ticket, book a ticket, cat ticket, book a ticket, book a ticket, book a ticket, cat ticket, book a book a book a book a book a.
Okay.
I
didn't expect you to talk about buggers.
In my head.
It works.
In my head, that was going to go better than it went.
I think it was good.
It was a good effort.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Keep your powders dry on your opinions for now, please, Fleur.
Okay.
Andrea, you're up next.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for this, Fleur. This isn't awkward at all. Booty cats, 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 booty cats. Breaking news with Andrea Fox.
Oh!
Sorry!
The air horn. The air horn was good.
Didn't see it coming.
I didn't know what I was walking into this morning. I
think the air horn was
so
good.
Great. This is good. Your show's all right, isn't it, Dave?
We try. I've just looking at your face. What Fleur's missing right now is Hits Breakfast. She really missing that show. Missing my show. Okay, so Rich, Andrea, well done.
Thank you.
I didn't envy you. You've done really well. Matt, do you want to go first?
Yes, I feel very nervous about this now. It's quite embarrassing to do this. But I've got a beatbox name.
No one asked him to do that.
It wasn't in the brief. They call me the Airblade. Yeah, the Dyson Airblade. Blowing hot air out my mouth, yeah? From the north to the south. Okay.
The speed dating's not going well, mate.
The Airblade.
It's a freestyle.
It's freestyle, yeah. Dicky Dicky Dyson sucks. That's me drying my hands at the end there. Tell me you like
my
it.
Your house.
If we get nothing else out of this, it's a meme.
What? See you in the building all the time. I didn't know you were capable of doing anything like that.
I like to surprise people.
Wow. That was something.
Dave's had some water. He's ready to go. He's ready to go.
Okay.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Wow! I love it! Babies!
A little bit of Bane in there.
Beatboxing Bane.
This is thoroughly entertaining.
So
the first and last person to say it. How nice.
That was good.
Okay, Fleur, you've heard us all. I think in the interests of building tension and drama, Fleur, I think I want you to tell us who is second and who is third.
It's tense. Okay. Yeah. I'd just like to say that I love how everyone put their creative spin on the beatboxing. That was a highlight for me, Dave.
Thank you.
I had to say it was a real highlight.
I'll take third.
It's funny you should say that, because I was going to put you in third place.
I'm in third.
Really?
I'm in third. Okay, you believe... I'm happy.
Are you really?
I am happy with...
Yeah, you added some creative flair. I thought it was really interesting. It had a build as well. It was going somewhere. It was interesting. You took me on a journey, Dave. Okay. Took me on a journey. Yeah,
yeah. You look happy and disappointed at the same time.
Conflicted right now. I'm third. Who is in second place, in your opinion, Fleur?
In second place? This was quite tough to call as well, actually. I am going to go for... Andrea.
Andrea is in second place.
It was very creative. I like how you basically created your own jingle. Which I enjoyed.
Do you know what? The news bulletin thing was a nice touch, actually.
It was great. You personalised it.
It worked.
This means one of these. It's either Airblade or Park the Bus. It comes down to Rich or Matt. Who are you putting as number one?
Well, again, you all had your own spin on it. You both made it your own. But I have to say that with the most skill and technique, I am going to give first place to Mr. Dyson!
Yes, Dyson, you've got it! You've won the beatbox!
It's just for sleep apnea. Thank you.
Matt, congratulations. Of course, that means his bank holiday is ruined. Rich Williams will be discovering on Tuesday morning the forfeit. Rich, your reaction to that, please.
Great to have you in the studio, Fleur. Really, really lovely to spend some time with you. I think that is a terrible decision. I thought I gave a really good... All right, got off to a shaky start, but I thought I... I thought when you said the skill and technique, I thought you were going to say me, and you said airblade over there.
You gave me words, you know, and Matt gave me sub.
Yeah, you held back as well, because you were the early favourite, and you decided to hold back in the final.
All right, you don't need to rub it in.
You left stuff out there.
You really blew it. Discussing VAR or something.
Rich wants to look at it again. He's doing the little screen signal to people. So there we go. In last place, it is Rich. In third place, it is me. Andrew is second. Matt Dyson, congratulations once again. And please give it up for not only our champion beatboxer, Matt Dyson, but also the one and only from the brilliant Hits Breakfast Show, Fleur East, everybody!
Thank you!
Cheers, Fleur.
I don't mean it.
So all we know is that the person has to do it naked, but we don't know what they're doing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.